Many Democrats rang in the new year looking over their shoulders, perhaps at a Republican Party gaining momentum for the 2010 elections. And their dispositions probably didn't improve much this past week with the announcements that Democratic Senators Christopher Dodd of Connecticut and Byron Dorgan of North Dakota would not seek re-election. David Weigel is a senior reporter for the website The Washington Independent. He covers conservative politics, and he's in the studio. David, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me.
So with the past week's events, do you see a shift in the balance of power in Washington?
This actually has been interpreted as a one-to-one trade-off in Senate seats. Chris Dodd had a lot of self-inflicted wounds from his presidential campaign, from his related lack of stewardship during the run to the financial crisis. So they feel like they have a better chance of holding this seat. But North Dakota went from a seat they might retain to a seat they are privately and publicly very bearish on.
In the House, more than a dozen Republicans already have announced they won't be running for re-election. Are these safe seats, or are the Republicans maybe a little nervous?
They were nervous a year ago. People forget already that senators in Kentucky, Ohio, New Hampshire, a few other places were bailing out when President Obama and the Democrats took over. There's been a shift since then, but there are actually seats that will probably flip Democratic in the House. Mike Castle's leaving his seat in Delaware, which people don't really think Republicans can hold. Mike Kirk in Illinois is running for the Senate, and his seat might flip. The New Orleans seat, which went Republican in a fluke, might flip. But otherwise, everyone looks at the map and sees seats that went for Obama where voters are just disappointed in the amount of, I guess if you could boil it down to hope and change that they've received so far.
Well, what do you think the chances are for the Republicans to pick up the dozens of seats in the House to take the majority?
Well, even their chairman has said it's not very high. The map is still based on redistricting from 2002 when Republicans controlled everything, and you saw in places like Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania. Seats that were meant to be rock-solid suburban GOP territory just became more liberal as the decade went on for a number of reasons. That hasn't stopped being true. So they need a bunch of bank shots in places like those suburbs to make this happen. Will they win seats in the South? Oh, no one really doubts that. Tennessee's been a killing field for Democratic retirements. But winning a few blue dog seats doesn't actually change the Congress to the right.
You mentioned the chairman, Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele. He's having a tough time lately. I mean, things he said publicly about his own party's chances for winning back the House, and you've actually written about that.
Yeah, he's irritated Republicans, frankly, because they started this year with a lot of good news, with everyone talking about their momentum, and he's released a book, which he hadn't put in production for a while, but claimed curiously in a radio interview that he wrote a year ago. He didn't. I mean, the book refers to things that happened in last November. And he's, instead of taking advantage of all these Democratic problems, tripping over his own tongue again and again. And there was a meeting between, or a conference call between House Republicans and their RNC liaisons earlier in the week where they just were raging about this.
The Democrats also have to deal with now Senator Harry Reid's comments about President Obama in a new book. An apology has been given and accepted, but what do you make of it? Will it affect Reid?
It would be a good opportunity for Reid to reassess. I don't think whether he wants to run for re-election. He wants to run for re-election, but how to do so. Because he comes from a state that voted very heavily for Obama. It's also a state that's had just a massive collapse in housing prices because, you know, Vegas, Clark County were one of the huge bubble places, and he's not getting a lot of traction as the leader of the Democratic Party. He's very proud he's raised a lot of money. His strategy is just to bully Republicans out of challenging him, and I don't think it'll affect that race. We'll talk about it for days, though.
Yeah. Briefly, conservatives are fired up right now. The Tea mm-hmm. Party movement is going on. But do you think Republicans might want to reach out to moderates and independents?
They don't really think that they have to. There's anger. In November 2008, there was anger at the way the country's going. There's the same anger now. It's just directed at a different party. People don't think that changing parties led to a turnaround in the economic situation, and it doesn't take a lot to convince them that they're right. They need to give the GOP a chance again.
But you don't think the Republican Party might move a little to the center?
They kind of can't. There's just too many primaries where centrist candidates are losing to conservatives.
David Weigel is a senior reporter for the Washington Independent. He covers conservative politics. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to NPR News.